Virtual reality isn't just for video games anymore. How do you feel about VR being used to train our future doctors? It's a reality at Yale. And we have Dr. Semrin Vora here from the Yale Center for Healthcare Simulation to talk about this. Dr. Vora, welcome. How long have you used virtual reality as a training tool at Yale?
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for having me on the show. Good morning. So we have been using virtual reality. It's relatively new. Over the last year, we purchased a platform and have been using it with doctors and nurses and other staff across our hospital system to start training using virtual reality.
So this is amazing to me. Are people worried about it, Dr. Vora? Do people, when they hear about this type of training, are patients on edge or anything like that, or has the feedback been okay?
No, the feedback has been great, actually. People are really excited. You know, in healthcare, we want to stay up to date with technology, right? If there's technology that's helping in other arenas, we want to make sure we're up to date on that and using that to our benefit as well, to make sure our doctors, our nurses, our pharmacists, everybody in the hospital is as well prepared to take care of patients as they can be. So I think everybody's really excited that we can use this new platform to be even better prepared to take care of those patients. We've always done simulation. We've always done things, simulation being where we practice before we do anything on a real patient. And now this just adds another tool to that area where we can be absolutely ready when anything comes through our door for patients.
So you sort of led me to my next question, Dr. Vora. Is this similar or comparable, I should say, to like the simulation rooms with dummies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love it when people call them dummies, right? We have these mannequins that are pretty high tech, and we practice scenarios on them. So they have pulses. Sometimes they can cry, they can sweat, they can move. And so those rooms where we do these, what we call traditional simulations, we practice a variety of scenarios. But as you can imagine, that makes us stuck to that room, that space. We need that physical space. And as realistic and as amazing as that training is, and we'll be continuing to do that, this new virtual reality platform gives us the ability to bring people together to practice from all over the state. So if they're working at different hospitals, they can come together and practice on this virtual reality platform from right where they're at. And so we bring nurses and doctors and other professionals, respiratory therapists, pharmacists from all over and say, hey, let's practice together, because when we can do better as a team, we do better for the patient. So those dummies are still in play, and this is just an added layer that allows us to do things across the state.
So Dr. Vora is here from the Yale Center for Healthcare Simulation, and we're talking about virtual reality as a training tool. Who is getting this training, Dr. Vora?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this training right now, I mean, our goal is to have it available for all our healthcare professionals that are working at the bedside, because this allows us to not remove our clinicians from the bedside and still allow this high-tech training for them. Currently, we've started using piloting it with our emergency room physicians at Yale, and then our emergency room residents, our medical students, and our emergency room nurses, right? We have felt the healthcare and the care that we provide is rapidly evolving, especially in the emergency room, and we want to be prepared for anything new that's coming through. We saw that through the pandemic, and being prepared was critical. And so currently that's the group we're piloting it, and we hope to expand it into the inpatient staff across the hospital, ambulatory. So that's our hope. And also I'll call out actually one other space where we're starting to use this is we do a lot of outreach to our high school students throughout New Haven. And we're starting to use this virtual reality platform to expose them to, one, this cool technology, which they're really excited about, but also medical scenarios within that technology where they get to kind of see what does it look like from the other side, which helps encourage them to go into these fields and be our next doctors and physicians.
Wow. Dr. Vora, could you maybe take us to one of these simulations, like, put the headset on me, if you will, and tell me, what am I experiencing in this training?
What a great question, right? Because it's hard to talk about it, but to just walk through. So you would come into our, any space, actually. You could do this at home. Currently, we're doing it in our Yale Center for Healthcare Simulation as we're trialing it and troubleshooting things. And so you'd come in, and we'd give you this headset, and you would put it over your head, kind of tighten it to the right size for you, and you would be immersed now in this virtual space. You could turn all around 360, and you would start off in the waiting room of a hospital unit, and you would then click, and you'd be taken into a patient room. And in that patient room, you'd have a virtual avatar patient right in front of you who can talk to you, and he's moving, he's looking around, or she's looking around, and you can ask it questions. So you would say, hey, how are you doing today? What brings you in? And the patient would tell you, well, I'm having chest pain. And now you have this whole room around you with supplies, all the things you would have in a real patient room. So you turn around, you could grab a stethoscope, and you could listen to this virtual patient. And then decide you could order labs on that patient. You can put an IV on this virtual avatar patient. So you're all inside this headset. You're completely immersed. It feels like you're in this patient room, and you're doing all the things you would do in a real patient room, and you're moving around in that space. And then you can do interventions. So the patient says, gosh, my chest is really hurting and I can't breathe. You can put some oxygen, virtual oxygen, right? Put a little nasal cannula in their nose and turn on the oxygen. So you would kind of do all of those things that you would do in a patient room, but do them virtually. So it's really cool. And then, you know, you when you take that headset off, suddenly you're back at the Yale Center for Healthcare Simulation. So that would be kind of a walkthrough of one of the scenarios we do with our interprofessional healthcare workers.
Wow. How long do your healthcare workers do this type of training? And is it, I would imagine too, Dr. Vora, it's something that you can continue when there are either new, I would think, procedures or maybe new ways of doing, you know, like I look at, for example, with heart procedures, things have become less invasive and there are new, you know, I feel like technologies of doing, you know, I'd say old school practices. How long do people use the VR training? But then also, is it something that can continue to be updated that even, you know, veteran doctors, when there are new technologies on the horizon or new ways of doing certain procedures, they could go in and explore in this regard with this type of training?
Absolutely. So you hit it on the head. I think the flexibility of being able to build in all the new changing updates that are coming through, new procedures that might be coming through, to be able to practice those things. So we've got folks in all across Yale, even outside of our Sim Center, that are working with Sim Center or working in this VR platform, creating new scenarios that better match what our current status is. And so that's the really cool part. We can not only teach, and you also mentioned like procedures. So we can, you know, there are a variety of haptics depending on what platforms you're using where you can practice procedures, but you can also practice clinical decision making, and you can practice interprofessional communication, so meaning teamwork and communication with your teammates, right? Practicing how are you going to talk in a really critical situation when your adrenaline is really high. And so you can vary all of those scenarios based on what your clinical situation is, what your situation is, and what the new updates are, like you said. As things are rapidly changing in healthcare, this allows us to really tailor it to those changes.
That's amazing. And again, I want to make it very clear for people. Actually, you could make it very clear, Dr. Vora, which I think you have so far, that this is not the only types of hands-on training our doctors are going through. I mean, I want people to understand that this is kind of another tool in the toolkit, if you will, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we go through tons of training if you think about, you know, the doctors and nurses, and it's continued. So to your point, even with this virtual reality, but all of our training, we continue training even once we're practicing, because as you said, things are changing and evolving, and we want to make sure we're up to date and doing what's best for our patient, what's the newest, best piece of knowledge that we can have as we move that forward. So of course, this is not the only training. This is just another toolbox for us as we really make sure we're highly trained and ready to take care of every patient, every person that comes through that door.
It's pretty incredible. And Dr. Vora, I want to thank you so much for highlighting this here on WICC. Very exciting when you look into the future of how technology, you know, there's always the good and the bad with everything. But when you see this type of training being put in the hands of our future doctors and even our current doctors and all the updates that come with the healthcare industry, I think it's very exciting and innovative. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, we're really excited to just learn and grow in this space.
Well, I look forward to watching it all unfold as well and talking about it more on the show. Thank you so much, Dr. Vora, again,
thank you,
with the Yale Center for Healthcare Simulation right here on WICC.